Amen. I was, last week, I started praying. I started praying for rain. And some of you joined with me, and we prayed for rain. And I'm going to find some of those places where I prayed. There was one, I just had a sign that said, pray for rain. Me and Sherry Turner and two others, Lori Stewart, we began to pray for rain. Now, let's go to James chapter 4 and verse 2 and 3, if we could. Ye lust and you have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. You have not because you ask not. Now, it didn't look like a good time to start praying for prayer. The last thing I heard from the weatherman this morning is don't expect any rain. It will not happen. It might happen in some places, but it's not going to happen where you live. But see, I'd already prayed my prayers. I'd already believed that it was going to rain. Ye ask and receive not, because you pray amiss, that you might consume it upon your lusts. And I can tell you that there are a multitude of reasons why prayers sometimes don't get answered. And one of them, if you're praying with a slight on yourself, just for what you want, that's not enough. That won't get it. I want you to hear this prayer that I found, and I've posted it. And follow with me as I read this prayer. This is called Prayer for Rain. Some of you were with me, and you joined in with this. God of life, all good gifts come from you. See, there's a way to pray and a way that won't get you anywhere. And we might as well just tell the truth. God of life, all good gifts come from you. The breath of life that creates us, the fellow creatures that accompany us, the saving waters that renew and refresh us. We look to you in our time of need. Give to the earth the water of life, water to bring forth food for all of your creatures. Send us rain to heal the earth and to cleanse its face. See, when you begin to pray, and you can think of other reasons to pray besides you four and no more, those are the kind of prayers God's interested in hearing. It's very clear that he hears certain prayers. In 1 John, it says this, so this is the confidence that we have. If we ask anything according to God's will, we know that he hears us. And we know that if he hears us, we have those things that we've asked for. I begin to believe, I'm not through reading this prayer, but I begin to believe that rain would come supernaturally. Water to quench your thirsty land. Let faith be born from our doubts. Hope from our despair. Compassion from our troubles. Let the rains come, O Lord, so we may know once more you care for all creatures. Then we will bless your great name and declare your faithful love. We ask this through Christ our Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. The weatherman made it perfectly clear. The 40-29 weather. It ain't raining anywhere near here today. They talked about rain that was up north towards Kansas. But you know, I have trained myself to block negativity and anything that's against what I believe. And I just keep believing. I just keep believing every day. The word says this, Keep knocking. The door will open. Keep asking. The answer will come. Keep seeking. You will absolutely find what you're looking for. And I didn't know when it was going to come. And it certainly, if I was to believe the weatherman at all, it would have been today. He made it perfectly clear it wasn't raining here today. But as I pulled away from this parking lot and my job was done here and I was bringing my truck back home, I began to look to the north and there was crackling in the sky. And the sky got awful dark for a place where there wasn't going to be no rain. And I just began to thank the Lord. I said, Lord, this world belongs to you. That's what Psalm 24 and verse 1 says. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all of those that dwell therein. I said, this is your world. You've heard, I believe and declare, you've heard the cries of your people. And by the time I got to my house, if I'm lying, I'm dying. I had to wait for the rain to let up before I could get out of the car because I failed to put my cap in there. And I wasn't just going to get me wet on purpose. I'd had my bath for the day. And it did. And I looked in amazement. And I remembered this prayer, the one that I just read you, the prayer for all the right reasons that God, not just for me, but for all those, all that wildlife, for all these problems that we have with children, with problems with the plant life. And I just began to thank God. I said, Lord, you never cease to amaze me. So once again, the word says this here. And this is a word that we should deal with, this word, and ask what our last 10 prayers were like. If we can ask prayers for the right reasons, and there are right reasons if you look for them, if you seek. You lust and you have not. You kill and desire to have, and you cannot obtain. Ye fight in war, yet ye have not, because you ask not. See, some people get tired of asking. Prayer and asking things from God, if you don't have any success at it, I can see why a person would stop praying. But I dare you to press in on God and figure out what it's. See, I want you to realize this. The problem isn't with God. And that leaves one other person. And begin to perfect your prayer life. And pray for the right reasons. Amen? Amen. I'm telling you, people just like us can get our prayers answered. Miraculous prayers that cannot be explained will happen for us if we'll believe God, if we'll pray the right way. Fellas, if you would, give me 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. This is an Old Testament verse with New Testament connotations because we are God's people. We are the sheep of his pasture. We are his sons and daughters. If my people, which are called by my name, will do four things, I'm going to hear. If they'll humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways. I think one of the most disturbing things I found in 1971 was that I could still sin. And I tell people I was saved when I was 19. I did my best sinning after I got saved. I was just a kid. And I mean that with the utmost regret, but it's the truth. I did my best sinning after I got saved. But then I found out who Jesus really was. He wasn't just my Savior on the cross. He was my high priest forever. He ever liveth to make intercession, to pray for those who have come to Christ, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. I will heal their families. I will heal their household. I will heal. I will heal. I want to tell you, God is my healer. God is my Father. He said, when you pray, call me Father. And every morning, including this morning, before it started raining, Millie and I said, Father, into your hands we commit our spirit. You have a right to do with us whatever you want today. We know you will correct us, direct us, and protect us. And Lord, if this is our day to go, I'm reminded of Dan Parsons used to sing this song. Are you walking and talking with the Lord? Hank Williams song. When your time has come to go, can I tell you something? You cannot live one more moment than when your time has come to go. Will your robe be white as snow? Are you walking and talking with the Lord? Will you bow your head in shame? Will you shout his name? Are you walking and talking with the Lord? Prayer is all day long conversation with God. And you're directing and you know he's your Father. Whatever you know here, sitting here, if you've asked Christ into your life, God the Creator is your Father. The highest good can happen to you when you recognize him as your Father. He's your heavenly Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread and forgive me my trespasses as I forgive those who trespass against me. And lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Since May of 1987, we have never run out of anything at this church. I was driving in Branch the other day, and I took a picture of the house that Kelly lived in from June of 1986 to June of 1987, and I gave her that picture, and I said, sweetie, this is the house that you spent your first year of life in. And God's been good to us all this time. He hasn't denied us anything good. Did we go through troubles? We went through troubles. Yep. The only difference is we didn't go through them alone. We went through them with our Creator God Father. He's my Father. More than anybody else I recognize as my Father. God, the Creator, is my Father. And I know him as my Father. If my people, how many of you tonight, you're God's people? Okay. That's who I'm talking to. If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. One man told me, Angelo, people spend too much time seeking God's hand and not seeking God's face. And if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven If that's not your case, I don't even believe that. I believe if anybody, if whosoever, anybody will do what God says, will pray for the right reasons and not pray amiss, not pray for what you can get from God only, that's too shallow. Sometimes we have to remember, it's not too hard to remember right now. I've seen more deer on the road. They just look so weary, trying to find their next little bite of food, trying to find their next little drink of water. See, God cares about that. And all of them other creatures, God cares. And if you tell God and pray to God and let him know you care too, that you care about what he cares about, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven. Behold, I give you the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. You've seen that happen here and many other places. We don't have, we're not the only ones. Anybody, if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. What's a wicked way? I can tell you this. If it's all about you, if it's you're for and no more, that's a wicked way. That won't get you far with God. Are you still going to have problems at times? Jesus said in John 16:33, yeah, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I've overcome this world. Will you make mistakes and sin? Yes. And the Lord's here to hear you tonight. If communion's about anything, it's about doing your business with God. It's about examining your heart, seeing if the right things are in there, and if not, praying a prayer of repentance for the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. It doesn't get any clearer than this. See, you have not because you ask not, or you have not because you ask, you pray amiss, or you just don't believe what you're doing. It's never God's fault. And I won't do you the harm to tell you, well, you poor little thing, it's all God's fault. No. No, it's not. I'd find out what I'm doing wrong. In just a moment, we're going to give you a chance to pray to the Lord. And if some of you feel like I'm not getting enough of my prayers answered, when you're given an opportunity to stand, ask God, what am I doing wrong? I know it's not you, God. I know it's me. I dare you to pray like that. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. How many of you experienced some rain today? How many of you would say, man, before today, it's been a while since we've seen that. My poor truck has needed to be washed. It's clean now. I live on a dirt road, and I know to just wait till that rain comes. It'll take care of all of that. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith. That means that when you ask God for something, you believe he has the power and the desire to help you. There's no question about that. You know, just a woman came up one time many years ago, and I said, well, what are you here for? And she told me, I said, well, do you believe that God can do that? She said, I don't know. I just came up here to see what would happen. I said, ma'am, come over here a little closer. Go sit down, because God's not going to answer that kind of a prayer. You either know that he's the God who he says he is that answers prayer, or you don't. If you don't know, things look awful sketchy. You've got to know that you know that you know. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by faith the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained this witness, that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he, being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him, or raptured him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. Without faith, it's impossible to please God, for those that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You've got to put yourself in the diligently seeking mode and stay there and never leave there until the end of your life. Last place tonight, and people know this. They know how to do this. I see it in the drug world mostly. Put up Jeremiah 29:13. I've known a lot of drug people that have given all they had, that have done everything they could to get what they wanted. They understand that principle. It's the same principle, to find the things of God. And you shall seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. God's looking for us to be real. If you give your best, you will get God's best. There's no question about that. Now, some of you I haven't seen in a while. This is our communion service. We invite everybody and anybody to take communion here. Communion starts with examining your heart. I didn't say that. The Apostle Paul said that in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11. So I'm going to ask you to make an altar or come to the altar. I'm going to do the same. And seek God. And if there's something wrong in your heart and you're not believing him for prayer like he says, confess that to him.